Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe Leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzavis Aaron, Vezbon of Leimer, command Aaron and his sons saying, Zois Teiras Ha'ilu. This is the law of the carbon oil, Al Moigda on its flame, Al Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach, Kol Ha'ilu Ad Ha'boike, the whole night until the morning. The Esha Mizbeach Tukad Bay. And the fire of the Mizbeach should burn on it. Zok Rashi, Tzavah Zaharan, Ein Tzavah Loloshim Zirus. Tzav, when it says Tzav, it's a loshim of being Mizaris, to make the Bnei Yisrael go quick. Zrizus, Miyad, immediately for that time, will the Dairus and for future generations. Amar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, the Torah has to be Mizaris people to make them hasten, to give them more chizuk in a place where there is loss of money. What does Rashi mean to say over here? So Parshat the Mefarshim explained that Rashi was bothered by a question. The Torah already starts with the carbon oil and Parshas Vayikra. And there it says, Daber al Bnei Yisrael. So this is really a continuation of the mitzvah of the bringing of the carbon oil. So why over here does the Torah change and it says Tzavis Aaron is bon of lema? Should have said Dabra Alanavil bon of lema. Why does the Torah change this lashon from the lashon of Dabra to the lashon of Tzav? So on that, the first teretz is Ein Tzav al lashon zirus miyad al ledayus. The word Tzav is to be mizaris people to do this. So therefore, why? How does that answer the question? In the first parasha was talking about the general bringing of the carbon oil. In the general bringing of the carbon oil, the day Yisrael were minadir, there was nedivas halev on their own. They gave in a dove. If somebody has nedivas halev on his own, there's no reason to be mizarism. He's doing it on his own. Here, on the other hand, we were talking about the chiyuv of the Bnei Yisrael, of the Bnei Aharon, rather, of the Kahanim, to process that oil. That already wasn't the Nedivas Halev, that was already a chiyuv, that was already a mitzvah. So here it says Tzav. So on that, Rav Shimon says that the Torah has to be Mizaris B'yoysu when there is Chesaron Kis. So all the Mepharshim ask, what kind of a Chesaron Kis is there over here by an oil? What are the Bnei Aharon losing when they're bringing the carbon oil? So the Ramban learns that Enochanami, it doesn't mean that over here there is a loss of money. That's not what it means. The Rav Shimon is arguing on the first Tana. The first Tana says that Tzav is a loss of zeros. Whenever you have to be Mizaris of Bnei Yisrael, now and for generations, it says a loss of Tzav. And that Rav Shimon says, sometimes it's not necessarily coming for generations, and sometimes it's Labdaki coming, you know, Miyadu Ledairus, but anytime there's a loss of money, you also see the loss of Tzav. Not that over here it was a loss of, not that over here we were talking about a loss of money, he's talking about in general, that it's not a cloud that Tzav is always miyadu ledayus. Sometimes it's done even just to be mizares when there's a loss of money. But that doesn't necessarily mean that over here, by the oil, there was a loss of money. However, the Rechaim HaKadosh says different pshatim and why over here there was a loss of money. One pshat, he says, is that lav davki, that Rav Shimon meant there was a loss of money, there's a loss of kayach, because over here you have to be up all night. When you're up all night, it could be that indirectly there's a loss of money, because the next day you're not going to be able to function properly. So that indirectly might cause a loss of money. So wherever there's some sort of a loss of kayach is also a loss of money. Memelo, that's why you needed the special zeros over there. Agav, nice with the Beis Halevi, talking about holding the union of Pesach. The Beis Halevi, the night before he used to bake matzahs, so he used to go to the matzah bakery to make sure that the fire was sufficiently burning so that the next day when they're finally baking the matzahs, it's going to burn the matzahs through and through. So he brought his cock to the matzah bakery the night before. He brought his ankle with him, and they were going to sleep there, but to make sure throughout the night that they would stoke the fire, put more wood on there. So the Einikel saw right away that his grandfather's not going to be going to sleep that night, because he was staying by the furnace and constantly putting in more wood and more wood and more wood. And the Einikel saw it was impossible to sleep, because the heat was so great, he couldn't fall asleep. So he says, Zayde. He says, you know, Adke de Kach, they have to be up all night, you know, putting more and more wood on the flames. So he says, what are you talking about? By my Zayder of Chaim V'Lozhiner, they used to burn the fire of the furnace 3 nights in advance to make sure that it was hot. So he says, Zayder, 3 nights in advance, how is it that the oven didn't plotch from the heat? You know, it should have almost exploded. So he says, you're asking me a good question. He used to wrap the oven in thick chains to make sure that it can't plot. He says, 3 nights in advance, they were up a whole night making sure that the fire is burning. But anyway, so we hear Hayois. Hayois, it involves Kayak. And Kayak is also Chasar and Kiz. And Mail over here, this is called Chasar and Kiz. Others say that it's a Chasar and Kiz mitzad of Bnei Yisrael. The Rishloim of Karban Shlomim or other Karbanis where the Bnei Yisrael have a Chalik in it, they're able to eat. So that, you know, they get a Chalik in it, they have a Noah from it. Mashenkin over here, where it's an Oila, where everything goes on the Mizbeach, and the Bnei Yisrael, the Bailim, does not get a Chalik in it at all. That is considered Chasar and Kiz. Memela, mitzad the Bnei Yisrael, it needs a Zeris. Or mitzad the Kahanim. Kahanim also used to get a Chalik in the Karbanas. In a carbon oil, they were only left with the skin. They didn't get anything in the carbon. So all of these things are Zeris. Because there's Chasar and Kiz involved, memela, the Chasar and Kiz is over here. Zokdar Rechaim HaKadosh. The Sfarim HaKadoshim, however, bring down a Muridik Remes. Again, the Parshat of Shat in the Posik is talking about the carbon oila, but there's a different kind of a carbon oila. And that is the life of a Yid. On a daily basis, he is a carbon oila. He is oila takbadish baruchu. Whenever he is magdish his life, and he takes this chulindika life, this mundane life, and he uses it for kodishdik and yonim, that human being is the oila. So for that, the Torah tells us, zoish Torah sa oila. This is the Torah, this is the way of the oila, of the yid, that wants to be oila takkadish baruch hu. He ha oila. He means b'hav yosei tehei. He shouldn't change, he should remain the same, mitchila v'atzoif. Al moigda, the word moigda on the flame has a little mem. There are going to come times in the history of Klal Yisrael when that flame is not going to be the same. When we're in Eretz Yisrael, when the Beis Hamikdash is here, then that flame is going to be great. It's going to be easier to do the avodah. But there's going to come a time when we're going to be in Golos when the moigda on the flame is not going to be so great. You have to be in the same madrega. You have to try and maintain that same madrega to keep that flame burning. Al Mizbeach, you have to continue to be makriv on the Mizbeach of Avodas Hashem. Kol HaLaila, the entire night of the Golus. Al HaBoiker, all the way until the morning when Mashiach is going to come and we're going to see daylight. The Eish HaMizbeach Tukat Boi, you have to constantly keep the fire of the Mizbeach burning within you, no matter what the time is, no matter what the matzav is. We could be under the worst situations, under the worst Golus. The Eish HaMizbeach Tukat Boi, you have to constantly burn that fire of Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu to mal and be mal all of our koiches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Steht in Pasuk weiter, the lovish hakoyin midoy bad, and the kohen should don his fitted baget, his fitted clothing, umichnasei bad yilvash al besorei, and pants of linen he should wear on his flesh, the hairin as adeshen, and he should separate the ish, asher toichava ish, esha oila, of what the fire consumed from the oila, al hamizbeach, the samay eitzel hamizbeach. This is the mitzvah of the Trumas Hadeshen, that the Kohen used to go with a keli, and he used to stick it into the middle of the ash and take out a chelik of it. That was the Trumas Hadeshen. He used to put it on the side of the Mizbeach, and that was one of the nisim. The ash would just disappear, it would dissolve into the floor. That was one of the nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the drash, I'm going to read the Kizach over here. Two things we see over here. You know that the Aaron HaKohen and his sons, they wore special begodim lechovru l'sefaras. That was supposed to show that the avodah of a kohen, the fact that he was chosen to do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, there's a special royalty about that. There's a special refinement. There's a special reimus about that. That is why he had to wear special clothing. Yet at the same time that he wore special clothing, he could do even the most bezuyidik avodah. You know, to go and clean out the ash, that's not a kind of an avodah that people usually want to do. To people it looks like it's a mundane work, it involves getting dirty or whatever. In Avodas Hashem, there's no such thing as a bizayin. There's no such thing as something which is beneath our covet in Avodas Hashem. That same kohen that used to wear special clothing to do the special avodah, and it showed a roimus, it showed a specialty of the kohen. Afal pikein in Avodas Hashem, there's nothing beneath a person's dignity, no matter what he does. L'shem Avodas Hashem, that is a gevaldig covet. Here's my yeshiva gift to Zatzal that. In Litha, in Tells, in Litha, he says, the best bachrim were chosen to clean out the spittoons in the base medrash. They're special kalish people used to spit into the base medrash. The best bachrim were chosen to make sure to rinse it out, to clean it out. And it's entirely disastrous. No. They were machanach, the Talmidim, that any avoida in the base medrash, Moschoshev Bachar used to get something which seemingly was demeaning. When it comes something for Kavod Shamayim, then nothing is demeaning. Tells Rosh Hashiva Rav Elimelech Lovzatzal was very much makbid on Seder. And the cleanliness of the base medrash that meant adult to him. If he would see a cigarette butt on the floor, he would bend down before the Asmi and pick it up. So one of the sharp bacharim, you know, one sort of yeshiva bending out to pick up a cigarette, but she says, Rosh Hashiva needs a cigarette. I could offer him a whole cigarette. He doesn't need a partial cigarette. Of Rosh Hashiva, the fact that he was Rosh Hashiva, that did not stop him from bending out. If this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, then even if it's seemingly bizyaynizdik, oh, but this is the grass to covet, that's what the Torah teaches us over here. So maybe the Kamaisim with Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger was once sitting and learning, and there was a knock at the door, a soft tap at the door. There's a young girl, 8-9 year old girl, comes to the door. She hands him a letter. It was a letter from her father. His name was Hertz. His last name was Hertz. Mr. Hertz. So he writes to Kiva Eger, Rebbe, I'm working so hard. I'm trying to make ends meet. I can't pay the bills. I can't put food on the table. Yet at this very moment, I know that there are the Yungachin. They're in the tavern. They're in the bar. And they're gambling away thousands and thousands of dollars of money where I can't afford to put food on my table. What should I do? So Kiveyu went to his safe, took out a little bit of money that he had in the safe, and he gave it to the girl. And he said, bring this home and tell your father that I'll see him in a short time. So he went to the tavern with the fellows playing poker. You know, the fellows playing with the deck of cards with poker. Kivega walks in unnoticed, and he sits down by the table. And the fellow who's dealing the cards out, he looks, and Kivega's sitting next to him. So Kivega says, shh, you know, says, deal me a hand. as ridiculous as it sounds, he dealt him a hand. I don't know how Rav Kiva Eger knew about this, but anyway, they went around with their different hands, and this pile of money stacked up in the middle. Rav Kiva Eger says, Hertz, when it came his turn, he says, Hertz give in, hearts wins. You know, and he puts his deck down, his cards down on the table, together with the letter from this fellow by the name of Hertz. A play on words. So they read the letter, took all the money in, you know, put it into a box. They gave it to Rav Kiva Eger, you know, Hertz give in. And then Rav Kiva Eger gave them a little bit of mussar that this is not what they should be spending their time doing. And with that, Rav Kiva Eger left and he brought the money to poor Mr. Hertz. You know, so the Goyin Hador, the Godel Hador of Kiva Eger, did not find it beneath his dignity to be Mekayim this chesed. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, you know, Chazal tell us, "B'mokum shatam mokum to losir shalakadosh baruch hu shamata moitzi in v'sanusay." Where you find the godliness of Hashem, at the very same time you find his another. Nik Hashem alikenu hamagdilo shavas. Who is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu that sits from on high? HaMashvili L'Reish B'Shamayim U'Baretz. That same Rebbeinu Shloim, he lowers himself to see, to be Mashgiach, and everything that goes on in Shamayim and Aretz. So that's what the Torah is telling us over here. A human being, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, at the same time we have to realize that we are the Kehanim, Atem Tiyuli Mamlechus Kehanim V'Goy Kodesh, and the Kehanim used to wear V'Godim L'Chavod U'L'Sefaras. At the same time, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, nothing is beneath our dignity, nothing is a bizoyin, it's a gevaldige kavod. The pasuk goes on to say, Eish tamid, Sukkar ala mizbeach loy sichbe. A constant fire should burn on the mizbeach loy sichbe. It shall not be extinguished. So Chazal asked the question, once it said over here, Eish Tomid, Tukar Al HaMizbeach, a constant fire should burn on the Mizbeach, why did the Torah have to repeat, Loi Sichbe, it shall not be extinguished? What is the purpose of that? So there are various shittas in Chazal. The Gemara in Zvachim, that Tzadik Aleph Amid Bey says, that I would think that when the Kohen, when he takes off the ash from the Mizbeach to the Trumas Hadeshen, I would think at least then he extinguishes the fire in order to take out the ash. Kamash Malon Loi Sichbe. That even when he's being Mekayim that Mitzvah, Loi Sichbe. Not only does the fire have to be burning constantly the rest of the day, but even when he's taking off the ash, Loi Sichbe, he's not allowed to extinguish it. There's another Mandomer that says that Eish Tonya Tukar on Mizbeach is a Mitzvah Saseh.
That
other
fire was
the
what?
Not that
Marachot
was the Netzach.
That was
the Netzach.
What
do you mean? You're talking about the ash?
Yeah, and the
Marachot
Shneir,
the Shlishit. There's a Bachoikas, first of all, how many different Marachas there were. So I'm not sure exactly, you know, who this Mandomer holds like and how this Mandomer holds where it was taken from. It's like, I think, three different shittas amongst the Tanoim, how many different fires there were. But this Mandomer says that even when you're extinguishing, you shouldn't, even when you're taking out the ish, you shouldn't extinguish it. However, the Yerushalmi, in Meseftis Yuma says, Eish Tani Tukar Al Mizbeach, that's when the Mizbeach is Al Mekaymeh. When it's in its place in the Mishkan. Loi Sichbe, it's not allowed to be extinguished. Akma Masois. Even when the Bnei Yisrael were traveling, that fire used to be burning on the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, what did the Hanukkah used to do that? There was a halacha that while they were traveling, they used to have to cover all the kalim with the beggar of Argamon. So how did they do that? So this Mandomer says they placed some sort of a keli on top of the fire that it shouldn't burn the beggar. So there's a Mori de Kipshat from the Sefer Hadrash V'Ion. Says a Mori de Kipshat. Is we could learn a tremendous lesson from this. A lot of times a person, when he's al mekaymei, when he's at home, and he has his regular seder achayim, so then everything goes fine. He davens three times a day, he goes to minyan, he has his dorim, he's a yashisdik person, he's an honest person, and everything goes well. But sometimes a person goes away from home, he's not in his regular sviva, he's in a place where people don't know him, and then the Yetzirah can get bigger, you know, people don't know me anyway over here, maybe I could relax my standards, maybe I don't have to be on the same level as I am all the time. So for that, the Torah tells us over here, that fire, even when you travel away from your regular place, even though you're not in your regular sphere, even though you don't have those regular constraints, you have to be the same year Shamayim, he says another word, he says, Ashrei kol yirei Hashem. Praised is the one that fears Hashem. Ha-hoylech b'drochav. Even when he's on his way far away from home, when nobody recognizes him, he's hoylech b'derech. If he's a yiras Hashem, even then, Ashrei kol yirei Hashem. Ha-hoylech b'drochav. B'derech klal, we know in the Torah that generally when there's a vayetze, it spells trouble. Right away, he ran into trouble. He ran into trouble with Esav's son. He ran into trouble. He had to go to a Laban. That's when he had his nesiyonis. That was a ma'aseh of a tzara. When Yosef left his house and he went to Mitzrayim, that was a ma'aseh of a tzara. He says to the Malchama Aloyvecha, like Dibur Torah Elul Keneged Yitzhara. Keseder, you find that when the Torah speaks about Yitzia from a regular Malkim, that's when the Nisyanis come out. So therefore the Torah tells us over here, Eish Tomit Tukar Al Mizbeach, Loisich Be'afka Masois, even when you're not in your regular Mokan, Loisich Be, do not allow that fire to be extinguished. By the Korban Mincha it says, V'hanisheres Mimena, was left over from the Mincha after they took the Kaimitz, and after they burnt the Kaimitz, V'hanisheres Mimena, was left over from it, Yoichlu Aaron Uvonov, Aaron and his son should eat. Matzah teyachel b'makom kodesh. Matzah shall be eaten in a holy place. B'chatzar oil mayid yechlua. They should eat it in the courtyard of the oil mayid. So the Parashloime, the Radomski Rebbe says that there's a Moedik Rebbe over here for the Inyan of Pesach. The person's going to eat matzahs So if a person prepares himself before Pesach, and he's Mekadosh himself, he sanctifies himself, he thinks about the upcoming Yontif, and he's Mekadosh himself, and he's Metar himself, that's a Moedik and Moedik and Madrega. So that it says, Matzahs Teyochu B'Mokum Kodesh, if the matzahs are eaten by a holy mouth that prepared itself beforehand, Oivazoi, so then, Bachasar Oil Moed Yoichluha, it'll be as if he ate it in the Mokum HaMikdash. The Targum Yonis of Menuziel tells us that when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the night of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want them to eat the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, which was a Mokum Tomei. So the Anani HaKovid, Ba'esa Eskam Al-Kanfei Yeshorim, the Anani HaKovid, they picked them up, and they brought them all the way to the Mokum HaMikdash. They ate the Korban Pesach in Har Havayis, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them back again with the Anani HaKovid. So he said, the Perish Lema says that someone that's Mekadosh himself, somebody that sanctifies himself, when he eats the Matzah's Pesach by night, he is Zoichet to such a Bechina that Eretz Yisrael could fold up underneath him, and he could be eating in a Mokum Kodesh as if he's Mamish on Har HaBayis. So that's what the Pasuk is telling us over here. It says, Matzah Teyachel B'Mokum Kodesh, if the matzahs will be eaten in a holy place because you're Mekadosh yourself beforehand, because you sanctify yourself beforehand, then B'Chatzar Oyel Moed Yechlua, it'll be like your Mamish eating it in the Oyel Moed, like your Mamish eating it in the Mokum HaMikdash. Then the Torah goes on to say, "V'zoyis Torah zevach hashlamim ashiyakruv l'Hashem," and this is the law of the zevach hashlamim that you'll be makruv to Hashem im al toydi yakrivena, if it's for a thanks to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'hikruv zevach hatoyda, you should bring the zevach hatoyda chalos matzos belulois b'Hashem, chalos matzos which are mixed with oil. So Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld asks a question. He says, why is it that in Parshas Vayikra it mentions all the korbanos and it does not mention the korban toida once? Why is the korban toida first introduced over here in this parasha, which is miyuchet to the kohen? The chayre, the same way it mentions all the other korbanos in Parshas Vayikra, it should have mentioned the parasha korban toida. Why not mention it? Why not mention it before? Why is it first introduced over here? Rashi says over here, "Im al toida." What's the carbon toida for? Al neis shenasavoy, on a neis that was made for him. There are four kinds of people that had to bring the carbon toida. Yerde hayom, the people that went down in the sea, they traveled by sea. There was zayche to a neis. Holche midbarios, a person made it through a midbar with snakes and scorpions and dangers. He made it out alive. He was zayche to a neis. He has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a fellow came out of Beis HaAsurim, Chazal say that Meiser, being captive by a stranger, that is one of the most dangerous things. If a person makes it out alive, then he's zayche to a neis, and he has to bring a korban toida. And a chayvus in a person that's sick, now Kadosh Baruch Hu cured him, he has to bring a korban toida. So a regular person has to bring a korban toida by these four instances. So Dr. Yosef Chaim, that's all very good by a regular person. But a kohen that did the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to constantly bring a korban toida. Why? He saw nisim keseder in the Beis HaMikdash. I saw a nisim. There were 10 nisim that were done in the Beis HaMikdash keseder. Right? Well, Marshal, this Trumas Hadeshen is one of them. That you put it next to the Mizbech and all of a sudden it's not there. The Kohanim saw Keseder in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a Lamayim and Ateva. There was a Neis. And they were Zoichet to this on a regular basis. So by them it's Miyuchid. The Torah says Karban Toida, Eitzel the Parshu, which is Miyuchid to Kohanim. Regular people, they bring it when they see a Neis. A Zeltanite when they're Zoichet to a Neis. Hagam Be'etzim was Zoichet to Nisim every day. Because Teva's really Neis. But we're not mocking that. But Kohanim literally saw the Neis every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. By them, the Yuchid, it says that they have to bring the carbon toida. That's why it says it in the parish of Kehan. Just want to say one more short word. B'negeya to Shabbos HaGodl. What's Shabbos HaGodl? Shabbos HaGodl is brought down on the Svarim based on the Medrash that the year the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, Yud Nissen, they were commanded, Mishul Chansoin, take a sheep and bring it for a Korban Pesach. That was 4 days before Pesach. And that year, Yud Nissen fell out on the Shabbos. So the Yidden, they were Moshech, the Korban. The Goyim asked them, what are you doing? The Mitzrayim asked them. This was their avodah zarah. And the Yidden said, "We're going to Shechter for our Korban Pesach to Hashem." So they're going. They, you know, they got upset, but there was nothing they could do because they knew that they'll get into trouble. So the Yidden saw open nisim over here, whereas until now they were afraid of the Mitzrayim, but now they saw the Mitzrayim were not able to do anything. That is called Shabbos Hagodol B'nei Shanei Shanasibli. So all the Mepharshim asked the question, the Chayra, why is it Shabbos Hagodol? It should be Yud Nisim. It happens to be that that year Yud Nisim fell out on Shabbos. But not every year does Yud Nisim fall out on Shabbos. Right, this year does not fall out on Shabbos. So why don't we celebrate the Shabbos Hagodol as opposed to Yud Nisim? There are various tourism that are given. One Teretz is because there was other Nisim that happened on Yud Nisim. The splitting of the Yarden when the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, that happened on Yud Nisim. So we don't want to confuse the Simchas. Memele, we say Shabbos Hagodol. But the Sfasemer says, Amari the Kipshat. So Hashemah says, the Mizmor of Shabbos, we say, Mizmor Shir L'Yayim HaShabbos, Toiv L'Hoydis L'Hashem. Not one word is mentioned about Shabbos. Toiv L'Hoydis L'Hashem, L'Zav L'Shimcha Elyon, L'Hagin Babaki Chazdecha, L'Avon Oskam Baleilois. Not one word is mentioned about Shabbos. And yet this is the Mizmor that they sang on Shabbos. What is the Pshat in this Mizmor? Zok the Sfasemah. During the week, when a person is working, the Sheshes Yimei days of tumult and days of strain, we're not able to stop and reflect on the Bria and to see the Yashrus HaBayri. And we have questions, there are questions that arise. Why is it that Tzadikim have it shver and Rishon have it good? Comes on Shabbos, Shabbos everything falls into place. Ishbar v'yed of Sula Yavon Azayis, b'freyach Rishon k'may Esev, b'yitzizu kol p'alei Yavon. A simple person of Bar doesn't understand this, but on Shabbos when you have a chance to put thought into the Bria, we have a chance to give cheshbon into the Bria, a little bit we're able to understand. Bar Shabbos, Bar Menucha, we're able to reflect on the Bria, and then we see that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. This Shabbos, before Pesach, was the time that the Eden first saw that the Takavitaka saw that until now things were happening, but now the Taka saw that things were mamish falling into place. So it came out that that Shabbos became a Shabbos HaGadol. It wasn't just that an ace happened on Yud Nisan. It also involved the entire Shabbos. The meaning of Shabbos is that Mitoch Menucha, we see the Yad Hashem and the Bria. That Shabbos, more than any Shabbos until then, they were able to see the Yad Hashem and the Bria. They were able to see how things were falling into place because mamish, they saw that the Gula was imminent. Memela, that Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. That was the Shabbos when they saw the Yad Hashem. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. We should all be zoicha to the Gula Shalem and may remain Amen. Have a Chag Kosher B'Sameach.
No shin. I think it's chometz.
Right.